transcription behind the scenes of a police headquarters in a great American city, where under the cold, glaring lights will pass before us the innocent, the vagrant, the thief, the murderer. This is The Lineup.
I can give you the going, Smokey.
All you have to do is try, Jeffy.
Sure, I'll give him the dog eye, all right.
Hi, Quinn.
Hi.
You know, just go sit over there.
Yeah. I ain't tight with this operator, you understand? He's from the sticks. I've only seen him once.
Just remember him if you see him again, Jeffy.
Yeah. Sure, Lieutenant.
May I have your attention, please? You people out there on the other side of the wire in the audience room, may I have your attention, please? Thank you. My name is Cogger, Sergeant Pete Cogger. I'll explain the lineup to you. Each of the suspects you will see will be numbered. I'll call off a number, their name, and charge. If you have any questions or identifications, please remember the number assigned to the prisoner as I call his name. At the end of each line, when I ask for questions or identifications, call out the number. If you're sure or not too sure of the suspect, have him help. Now, the questions I ask these suspects are merely to get a natural tone of voice, so do not pay too much attention to their answers, as they often lie. All right, bring on the line. Okay, move up to the end of the stage, right over here. That's it, boys. Keep it moving. Now turn, all of you, and face the screen. That's right. Look straight ahead. Keep your hands at your sides. When I ask you questions, talk up. It's a long way in the back of the room. People out there want to hear you, so sing up. All right, number one, Jack Winters, open charge. Step right up there, Jack. Right up to the line. That's it. Where do you live, Jack?
Troy Street.
Where on Troy Street,
sir? Bluff, I don't know the number.
How long you lived there?
2 days.
Where'd you live before that?
Phoenix. That's in Arizona.
I know where it is. How long did you live in Phoenix, Jack?
All my life.
And how come you're wanted in Philadelphia?
Hey, wanted no place.
That's not what this says. Wanted James J. Winternitz, alias Tom Winters, alias Jack Winters, alias Win Jackson. For questioning suspicion of robbery, armed assault, attempted homicide. Sounds like they want you real bad in Philly, Jack.
I ain't wanted no place.
All right, slide down.
You guys gonna send me back to Philly?
What do you think?
I ain't going.
You put him down, Jack.
You ain't sending me back to no bunk. These guys are crazy. It's gonna get bumped.
Shut up, Jack.
I ain't shutting up for no lousy copper. Not for you, I ain't.
Just shut up.
Oh, wait a minute, guys. That's your line on a bunch of lousy screws.
Take them away.
God. You ain't taking nobody, lousy bunk. You ain't. Get away with it. You get it, all of you. I'll give it to you right. All your lousy dirty.
All right, number two, Haven McIver, drunk and deceased. Step right up there, Haven. That's right. Where do you live?
Hey, I wasn't disturbing any peace, Sergeant. Not me.
Answer the question, Haven. Where do you live?
Well, Sergeant, I did live at the 8215 Humphrey Court.
What do you mean you did live there?
Well, I don't know if I have a place to live. Not after last night.
How long did you live there?
Well, almost 15 years, Sergeant. I would have had the place paid for, too, if they hadn't socked me with an assessment for a new sewers. And that kind of put me in a hole.
What kind of work do you do, Evan?
Well, I guess you call me a bookkeeper, Sergeant. Hate to tell you what my wife calls me, though.
You weren't as funny as that last night.
Oh, I was.
Your neighbors didn't think so.
Oh, well, gosh, I don't know why they got so sore at me, son.
Maybe it was those bagpipes you were playing.
Well, why should anyone get sore? Not who can use it.
You were playing them in the middle of the street, Haven, at 2 in the morning.
I was?
That's right.
Well, imagine that. 2 in the morning. And it was only 8 o'clock when I started to play in the Rickers bar. No, time surely does fly in those bars, my daughter, Sergeant.
All right, Haven. Move on down. Number three, Turk Reimer, possession of deadly weapons. Step right up there, Turk. Where do you live?
I've got no place.
Talk up, Turk. Where'd you sleep last?
Well, I don't know. Some joint. Drinking.
What were you doing on Maypole Street at 11:30 last night, Turk?
Well, I was doing.
At 11:30?
There ain't so crowded as there to get to their feet.
Arresting officers found a number of deadly weapons in your possession, Turk.
One kind of weapon?
1 12-inch length of lead pipe, pair of brass knuckles, 1 leather-covered blackjack, 2 guns, a .32 Colt, a .38 Smith & Wesson.
So what?
You need all that to go to a movie?
Sure, I did. I was going to see Hans Christian. which is innocent.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, them fairy tales always scare me.
Any questions or identifications out there in the audience room?
How about it, General?
You got a bunch of ducks and tea heads up there tonight, Lieutenant. The guy you're after is a real.
No questions, Sergeant.
No luck with Chaffee tonight, Ben?
Nothing.
He should know who bumped off Boots Crackoff.
He thinks they brought a man in from out of town. When he saw him once, doesn't know his name.
Not much help.
You know?
Did Jaffe say anything else?
The word around town is that the Eastern boys are trying to move in.
Boots Crackoff was one of their boys.
And could have moved in early, trying to take over for himself.
I guess. You think they're going to set up headquarters in Hanford again?
That stands to reason. Unincorporated territory outside the city limits. You've got no jurisdiction.
Yeah. Trouble is, they don't open their handbooks and then their policy wheels in Hanford.
They ran them out of town once. We can do it again. Lieutenant Guthrie.
Waldo, Van.
Oh, yeah, Bill.
Any luck on the Boots Crackoff killing?
Not so far.
You think it's a syndicate job?
Has all the earmarks.
Who do you think might have ordered it?
Two possibilities. Al Franchetti in Chicago and dude Wagner in New York.
Mm-hmm. Well, flight 305 from the east lands at the airport at 10:15, Ben. I think you better meet it.
Why is that?
Got a teletype from Chicago. There's a passenger aboard with the name of Alfred Frank. They think it might be Franchetti.
They'll be there, Ben.
Franchetti will have some of his boys on?
Mm-hmm. Lou Davis, maybe.
Franchetti and Davis. Big little boys.
Davis.
Hey, we're not seeing it.
In the wallet.
Uh-huh.
Your
being pretty high-handed about all this, aren't you, Lieutenant?
Yeah.
You know, I got some influential friends in this state. Maybe they won't like the way you handle visitors here.
Too bad. And this the only permit you got, Davis?
How many do I need for one gun?
More than this. Issued in Chicago. It's no good here.
Look, you're not worried about Lou's gun, Lieutenant. How about getting to the point, huh?
I've already made it. That plane for Chicago leaves in 5 minutes. There's your wallet.
Why don't you mail it to me, Lieutenant? Say to room 511 at the Stratford Hotel here in town. Yeah, sure. Mail me the wallet and the $10,000 that's in it.
I thought it was closer to 12.
Well, I'll be happy if I get 10 back.
Pick it up.
Anything you say.
You too, Davis.
Yeah.
I leave the gun.
That rod sent me back $75.
Leave it.
Look, Lieutenant, be reasonable. Why should we fly back to Chicago just like that? You can't make that phony vagrancy rap stick.
It'll give us time enough to dig up something else.
Well, like what?
Suspicion of homicide.
You got holes in your head, copper?
No, but Boots Krakoff has.
What's the connection between Krakoff and me?
Your question. Like to answer it?
You can't pin no bum beef like that on us.
You'll spend a lot of time in the tank while we're trying. Well, Franchetti?
We take the plane.
Talk with Franchetti last week didn't take, Ben.
He back in town?
Same thing. Only we can't touch him. He's in Hanford.
Who took you?
One of the boys used to handle a policy wheel for him. Said Lou Davis told him to start operating again.
I guess it figured.
So where do we go from here?
Find out who killed Boots Krakoff.
Been trying for 2 weeks, Ben. Haven't got a lead.
Well, it's the only way we'll get to Franchetti.
It's a pretty long shot.
Michelson at the Attorney General's office is going to help.
If Franchetti hasn't got him on the payroll.
Oh, not Michelson. He's put a couple of men in Hanford. Maybe they can dig up something there.
Ooh. Maybe.
John Guthrie.
Say, Lieutenant, this is Hank Jaffe. Remember?
Now, what's on your mind, Jaffe?
Well, the guy from the sticks you wanted. The operator who maybe dumped Boots Krakoff. I think I got him spotted for you.
Where is he?
Like I told you, I only seen him once, but this monkey sure looked like him.
Where is he, Jaffe?
I want to get racked up for this, Lieutenant. I'm walking a slow road right now.
You won't get him in any trouble, Jaffe. Just tell me where he is.
Well, he's at the Poodle Bar in the Stratford Hotel. Been pretty talky with a guy named Lou Davis.
The time? October 30th, 1944. The place, a battlefield near Saint-Jacques, France. 5th Infantry had lost 55 of its 88 men in an attack on a strongly entrenched company of crack mountain troops. Private Reuben Ross took action to protect the remainder of his unit. With his light machine gun, he moved to a forward position to absorb the first impact of a counterattack. As machine gun and small arms fire struck the ground around him, Ross fired with deadly accuracy and turned back the assaulting force. Six more times the elite mountain troops attacked Ross's position, and six times he repelled their assault. Now, most of the supporting American riflemen were out of ammunition. During an eighth assault, Ross carried on almost alone, turning back the enemy who had crawled to within 4 yards of his position. When his last rounds were gone, Ross and the eight surviving riflemen were advised to pull back to the company command post. But more ammunition was expected, so they held their positions. As the nine men stood with fixed bayonets against a final all-out attack, ammunition at last was brought to Private Ross. He opened fire at once, killing 40 of the attackers and wounding 10 more. The assault was broken. For his actions during the five-hour battle, Wilburn Ross received the Medal of Honor. The citation called his deeds an inspiration to his comrades in the high tradition of military service. Wilburn Ross, who asked not what his country could do for him, but what he could do for his country.
Yeah. Lou Davis, all right. Never saw the other guy.
Jeff, he said he was from out of town. Young, sharp. Might be a college man.
Doing a different type of wood these days.
Yeah.
Davis calling for his check. We take them both?
If they split, let Davis go. Ash will pick him up outside and tell him.
You want this other lad without Davis' name?
Yeah. That might help.
Okay, I'll see you later, that little.
Right, Davis is getting up.
Wait till he gets out. Okay. Just about finished with that drill?
Yeah, I guess so. Why?
We'd like to talk to you.
Who are you?
Police officers.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah.
What do you want to talk to me about, officer?
We'll tell you on the way downtown.
Why not here?
It's better downtown.
Okay, but let me buy a drink first.
No, thanks.
Well, how about buy myself one?
Some other time.
You got something on your mind that won't wait?
That's right.
Well, what is it?
Well, we'll tell you on the way downtown.
Okay. My car's parked around the corner on Sedgwick Street.
Yeah, we'll take ours.
Be glad to run you down there.
We'll take ours.
Well, I hate to leave my car there, officer. It's a 2-hour parking zone. I'm glad we'll get a ticket.
Let it bother you, huh?
Well, sure. I never got a ticket in my life. Maybe I did get one now.
Yeah. All right, in the back.
You sure you wouldn't rather have me drive you down?
Ready.
Well, you say so.
You ever hear of Boots Krakow?
Krakow?
Krakow.
Didn't I read something in the paper about him? Heard a gangster or something?
That all you know about him?
What else could I know?
They're asking you.
Is that what you wanted to talk to me about? The murder of some gangster?
That's right.
Well, I don't think gangsters are murder any more than you do, officer, but I'm sure I can't help you out there.
You better change your mind before you get downtown.
Why's that?
Unless you can clean it up for us, we're booking you on suspicion of homicide.
Are you serious?
That's right.
Oh, come in, man.
Hi, Bill.
How'd you do?
Yeah? There it is.
Let me see. Rudy Walchek, 32, male, Caucasian, unmarried, lives at Belden Arms, 1611-2 Court.
Mm-hmm.
Had 3 weeks in the city, 3 weeks. One from Detroit, occupation unemployed.
Oh?
That's it.
Don't talk, huh?
Oh, talk's plenty. Doesn't say anything.
Any guns on him?
No, nothing in his car either.
Well, you?
Had $830 on him in cash. Drives a 52 Caddy Coupe DeVille with a clear title, Michigan registration, carrying his Detroit address.
What's he live on?
Says he's a professional horse player. Follows the races around the country. Had a couple of winning tickets in his pocket worth about $200 for the race yesterday.
What about a record?
Nothing here. We've wired Detroit.
So all we've actually got is Hank Jaffe's tip and the fact Walshank was drinking with Lou Davis, huh?
That's it, though.
We're doing just great.
Yeah.
Well, work it out best you can, Ben.
Okay. I'll keep you posted.
Okay, Ben.
All right, let's try it again, Rudy. What's your tie-in with Lou Davis and Fred Chetty? Now, honest, son, it's just like I told you all along. I don't know either of those guys. You don't think I'd lie to you, do you?
Oh, heaven forbid.
Okay, Rudy. You can go now.
Oh, that's real nice of you, Lieutenant. Do you want to frame an innocent man?
Yeah.
I told you once, I don't like gangsters or murder any more than you do. If I know anything at all about this Boots Krakow, believe me, I tell you.
It does over there, Rudy.
You know, you've both been pretty decent about all this. If you're around the Stratford Hotel anytime, well, look me up. I'd like to buy a couple of drinks.
We'll keep it in mind.
Lousy two-bit gun. I'd like to know.
Coyne.
Yeah, Ben.
Any word from Michelson?
Attorney General's man and a half.
Yeah. You?
Nothing yet, Ben.
Rudy Walchek's just leaving. Have Bert and Marzani pick him up downstairs and tail him. I want to be notified the minute he starts heading toward Hanford.
Okay, then.
Pretty optimistic. He's too smart to tip his mitt like that.
Maybe.
Yeah?
Lieutenant Guthrie, Jaffe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Lieutenant. How'd you make out?
We'll do a lot better with a little more help from you.
I don't know about that, Lieutenant. I could already get the full treatment for what I'd done.
I just want you to spread a little word around town, Jaffe.
Yeah? What's the rumble?
We picked up Rudy Walchek for the Krakow job.
then let him go. Because he's gonna copper on the guy who paid him for it.
Hey, that on the level?
How about it, Jeffy?
Yeah, sure. You got a deal, Lieutenant.
Thanks. Might work, then. We'll have to get a break somewhere down the line. Lieutenant Guthrie.
This is Michelson, Ben.
Oh, yes, Mike. Something doing?
All right, depends.
On what?
You send a man by the name of Asher out here to Hanford?
He might have turned up there. He was trailing Lou Davis, weren't
he? He's here, all right. In the hospital. Somebody gunned him down.
How's that? Still unconscious.
That's tough. Sit down. I'll get some drink.
No, thanks, Mike. Any idea how it happened?
Well, the way I get it, Asher was walking down Main Street, probably still feeling nervous.
Car pulled up alongside and someone ran down. Yeah, must have had him spotted.
That's the only way to figure.
Now, how are you doing?
Franchetti's in business, all right. He's got two floors in the Hampton Hotel. Looks like his whole open house where there's gunmen, booking, numbers, racketeer in the state.
Got a tape recorder over there?
Yeah, I got a man in the hotel now trying to slip a couple of bugs in the Franchetti's rooms. I don't know what luck you'll have, huh?
Has to be good, Mike. You got something in the file? Should be meeting up there in the next couple of days. Franchetti Davis and Rudy Walshank.
You're expecting fireworks?
Anything could happen. Up to and including murder.
We'll get those bugs in somewhere.
Okay, Mike.
You know, Ben, we could be going to a lot of trouble for nothing.
No way.
Federal Immigration Department's working in Franchetti, too. Deportation rap.
I'd have settled for that a couple of hours ago, but not now.
Charlie, your stew's pretty good tonight, Ben.
I'm hungry, I guess. Now, letting this thing get you down, Ben. It's been 5 days since Jaffe spread the word. No action yet. I'd have to try something else. Any ideas?
No.
Franchetti's building his organization in Hanford. Crime incident already at 3.5%. And all we can do is sit here eating Charlie's beef stew.
Well, these things take time, Ben.
Asher was lucky. He's still alive. The next cop might not be.
They're looking for you, Brent.
Oh, what's up, Frank?
Burton just called. It looks like Rudy Walchek's on his way to Hanford.
Come on. I'm going to make a call.
Yeah, sure.
Is Johnny still tailing Walchek?
Yeah. Burton's in the drugstore waiting for a call back.
Uh-huh.
You want Walchek picked up?
Not yet, no.
Operator.
Get me Hanford 6621, please.
Hanford 6621.
That's right.
What is your number, please?
ED3349.
National 3349. Thank you. One moment, please.
I don't want Walshack picked up until he gets back to his apartment in town. Then I want 2 minutes signed to a permanent stakeout there.
I'll set it up.
That's right.
Deposit 15 cents for the first 3 minutes, please.
You got him a couple of
minutes? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he got Thanks.
Thank you.
Who do you think will show it, Walshick's Ben?
Probably Lou Davis.
Yes?
Ben Guthrie, Mike. Those bugs in working order?
They're working fine, Ben. Walshick on his way out?
Yeah, looks like it.
We'll get it down.
Now, look, the pan's out. We want the stuff down here fast.
You'll have it. Franchetti, too. Is that all?
That's it.
See you later, Ben.
Michelson, that's it?
Yeah.
And things could break fast when we get back to the office.
No hurry. Haven't had my dessert yet.
I thought you'd get your appetite back.
Now, Pete Carr just ain't good,
No, Ben. Things have moved pretty fast.
We waited long enough for him to get me.
Yeah, that's true.
Fire ahead, Franchetti. You're not going to get away with this, Lieutenant. You know that, don't you?
Sit down, Franchetti.
You got no authority to make arrests in Hanford.
We didn't pick you up there. Attorney General's office did.
I don't care who did. You can't knock me around like some ordinary bum.
Yeah, I know, Franchetti. You've got friends, influence.
You bet I have. By the time I get through, I'll turn this crummy police department of yours inside out.
Sit down, Franchetti.
I'm not going to sit down any place. I'm walking right out of here.
Sit down. Send Sergeant Cargill in with the prisoner. You should have stayed out of town, Franchetti. Would have been safer for you.
I mean, it's time to stay. Nobody like you is going to force me out.
Not anymore, no. You'll be a guest here for a long time.
All right, Rudy. Sit quiet in.
How's Lou Davis getting along, Sergeant?
Lou? The doctors removed the slugs, Lieutenant. They think he'll live. What are you talking about? What's happened to Lou Davis?
He got in a jam.
What kind of a jam?
Attempted homicide on the person of Rudy Walchek here. You know our friend, Chetty. Mm-hmm.
You were talking about this man?
That's right.
I never saw him before, Lieutenant. What's this about Lou Davis?
It's pretty simple. You sent him to kill Rudy Walchek. We stopped him.
You can't go around throwing charges like that at me.
Hey, start up that machine, Mike.
Sure thing, Ben.
What's that? Tape recorder, Franchetti.
What do you got on there?
Here for yourself.
Don't get out of town. What are you still doing? I like the town, Al. Got a nice racetrack, nice drinks, nice dames. I like it here. Don't guess what you like. I had you for a job, not to play around. I pose your job for you. Crack out, stab. What more do you want? I want you to get out of town. Sure, I'll get out. I'm not in any hurry. It's a nice town. Crack, drinks, dames. I like it here.
Okay, Mike.
All right, Rudy, really stick around. Maybe we can...
What do you think of it, Franchetti?
You bugged my room, Bob.
That's a shrewd guess.
You can't use that thing for evidence. They'll throw it out of court.
Only if there's no corroborating evidence.
So where are you going to get that?
Okay, Mike.
What's it, Papa? I don't know, bro. We're not taking any chances. Over there, you'll look there right away. You still got the gun to use on Krakow?
I got it.
All right, plan it on after. That way we clean up the whole shop.
That'll do it.
Sure. I'll
just cut. What do you think of that, Rudy?
Nice pals I got.
Yeah? And we got the gun when we got Davis. You feel like talking?
Might as well have company in the ride I'm going to take.
What about you, Franchetti?
I want to call my lawyer.
Accommodate him, Pete. The innocent, the vagrant, the thief, the murderer. The lineup, starring Bill Johnstone as Lieutenant Ben Guthrie, with Jack Moyles as Sergeant Pete Carter, was written by Sidney Marshall, with music composed and conducted by Eddie Dunstetter. Featured in tonight's cast were Howard McNear, Clayton Post, High Everback, Bob Sweeney, John McIntyre, Jeanette Nolan, Bill Conrad, and James McCallion. The lineup was transcribed in Hollywood by Jaime Del Valle.
Lineup has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service. Smoking, be considerate.